From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Philip Alexio in Washington. Category 4 Hurricane Maria making landfall today in Puerto Rico with 250-kilometer-an-hour winds. Forecasters describing the storm as potentially catastrophic from the heavy rains, which will cause life-threatening flash floods and landslides. Yunita Valentin is a Puerto Rico resident who was preparing for the worst.
It is going to take the little we have. You know how that is. I am very worried because it is going to leave me without my home. It is sad to have it and then to lose everything.
The next target on the hurricane path, the Dominican Republic, by early on Thursday. More than 200 people are dead, including dozens of schoolchildren, from a 7.1 magnitude earthquake that rocked central Mexico Tuesday as the shaking earth toppled buildings in Mexico City. Maria Elena Vargas is a local resident in Mexico's Morelos state, surveying the damage around her. She says, now I hope that the state government, the federal government, will help us because this block is destroyed. I hope they don't just come here and say, we will support you, we will help you, you are not alone, and then it's a lie. Tuesday's quake came on the 32nd anniversary of the Mexico City quake of 1985 that killed more than 10,000 people. More than 100 Chibok girls released by Boko Haram militants have begun a new phase of their lives, taking classes at the American University of Nigeria after months of rest and recovery under the care of the Nigerian government. The government throwing them a send-off party last week at the rehab center in the capital, Abuja. The girls start remedial classes at AUN to prepare them for undergraduate studies in any field of their choice. This is VOA News.